Where in the Bible will I find salvation through grace and faith? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Access into the favor or grace of God is through faith, Romans 5, verse 2. Grace is God's part in salvation. Faith is man's part. Grace brings salvation within our reach. Through faith, we lay hold on it. Since there are two sides to the matter of salvation, there are also two principles of operation. On the divine side, it is grace, and on the human side, it is faith. Grace, on the divine side, has done its part in the plan to save man from his sins. But on the human side, faith must perform the conditions necessary to appropriate the salvation provided by God's grace. Paul wrote, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. These Ephesians were saved by grace through faith. If we learn what they did, we will know what to do to be saved through faith. They heard the gospel, they believed it, they repented of their sins, they confessed, and then were baptized. So it follows that all must do the same in order to be saved by grace through faith, since God is no respecter of persons. Acts 10, verse 34. We are not, nor can we be saved, by works of the law. Man cannot, by setting up a humanly originated plan, be saved by his own righteousness. Only the grace of God can bring salvation. Obedience to the gospel does not cause one to merit or earn his salvation. Pardon is always and everywhere a matter of grace. The sinner who believes and is baptized, Mark 16:16, is saved by grace. We are said to be saved or justified by different things in the New Testament. The faithful will accept all that the Bible teaches, for all of these play a part in our salvation. It is infidelity to select a few verses and build a religious system around them. The Bible teaches that we are saved or justified by God, Romans 8:33, by Christ, Matthew 1:21, by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 6:11, by the blood of Christ, Romans 5:9, by grace, Romans 3:24, by the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:1 and 2, by the mercy of God, Titus 3:4 and 5, by faith, Romans 5:1, by hope, Romans 8:24, and yes, by works of righteousness, James 2:24, and by baptism, 1 Peter 3:21. It is even said in Acts 2, verse 40, that we save ourselves. So you see, to say that we are saved by just one or two of these to the exclusion of the others is to deal deceitfully with God's Word. Those that declare we are saved by grace only or by faith only fall into this error.